Hello, thank you for joining us today. My name is Tom Lane with Sabbath Bible Study. During this Feast of Tabernacles, we have looked at faith and hope, and today we will expand our study on hope. We'll start by reviewing that hope looks to the future with an eye on the past. When we have hope for anything in the future, it is because of prior experience. We have hope for the kingdom of God because we see God's part in not only our life today, but in the life we have already lived. Hope is needed to have faith. Let's review the biblical definition of hope found in Hebrews 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. It is through hope that we know we are the sons of God, not through anything we have earned, but through an act of love by God the Father, who allowed Jesus Christ to die for us so that we could have access to eternal life. Even though we have not seen the evidence that we are the sons of God, even though we are not now living as eternal spirit beings, and even though we are not living with the majesty that would come to the children of God the Father, we are now the sons of God. Because we have this hope, we will purify ourselves. We will be working to remove sin from our lives because we want to become like our Father, who is also pure and without sin. The process of removing sin from our life is not a one-time and done deal. Removing sin from our life is a lifetime commitment that we will continue on throughout our life. 1 John 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. It is with hope that as we purify ourselves, we strengthen our minds to receive the grace that we are offered through Jesus Christ. We put off our old manner of living and strive to be holy as Jesus is holy. It is with this hope that we live our life in awe of God, knowing that we were bought and paid for, not with the blood of animals, but with the blood of Jesus Christ, who since before the world began, as we know it, was ordained to pay the price for our sins. 1 Peter 1, verse 13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind. Be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. If ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as ye know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead, and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. This hope lays the foundation for our faith, knowing we have been called to salvation and have been given the Holy Spirit and the truth. We are called to stand fast in that truth, knowing that both God the Father and Jesus Christ love us, giving us redemption and hope through the gift of eternal life. It is with this hope that we take comfort in our life as we lay the foundation in what we say and what we do. 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 13. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Salvation is the hope we all have that works closely with faith and love. We understand the spiritual nature of our potential and of the enemy that tries to destroy us. The hope that we have drives us not to destroy our enemy, but to obtain salvation through Jesus Christ. We have no idea when Jesus will return, or if it will be during any of our lifetimes. We do know that Jesus will return at a time that is unexpected by people, a time that some look at as a time of peace and safety. Those who are not with Jesus at his return will not escape the time of trouble that comes right before the return of Jesus. Unlike the world, which does not know Jesus and the truth, we see the light of the truth and do not live in the darkness of lies. Now is not the time for us to relax, but to be vigilant. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, and edify one another, even as also ye do. God's plan of salvation allows us to know of the kingdom of God, something we focus on during the Feast of Tabernacles, and this gives us hope. We know that physical life is not all we have, that there is this hope of eternal life during God's kingdom. Too many people do not believe in eternal life, which is made possible through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We do know that it is at the return of Jesus that all who have died in the faith will be resurrected, and together with all who are alive in the faith at that time, we will all have eternal life. It is this hope that is important in our faith, and in good times and bad times, we can take comfort in this knowledge. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we shall ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. As we have this hope of eternal life, we are to be worthy of the calling we have been given. We have been given the hope of eternal life, which is given in righteousness, and we are to live our life through standards of righteousness, knowing there is one body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God, the Father of all. Living a life of righteousness does not give us a license to live a life of disunity. We are to live peaceable with all people, especially the people who are of the household of faith. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith which ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. We are called to the faith and are unlike people who are without faith, who are also without any hope, except that earthly type of hope that is limited to our physical existence. Before our calling, we were no different than all of the people who have no faith. There was a time when we also had no hope, and when, for all intents and purposes, we lived as though there was no God in the world. It is through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that all is possible and that we have hope. Ephesians 2, verse 11. Wherefore remember that ye being in times past Gentiles in the flesh, who were called uncircumcision by them, which is called the circumcision in the flesh made by hands, that at the time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope, and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off, are made nigh by the blood of Christ. The hope that we have, the hope of righteousness that comes by faith, is eternal life. Hope and faith are closely linked with love. With the hope that we have of eternal life through Jesus Christ, we are free from the death penalty that comes with physical life, as there will be a resurrection to eternity with a spirit-filled body. As we live our life of hope and faith, we are not to become entangled with bondage. We are not to return to a life of sin, where all we have is the hope that is within this world that is limited by our physical nature. Our hope is in grace, a free gift of eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ. Galatians 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whosoever of you are justified by the law. You are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. The hope that we have of eternal life is not in the man Jesus Christ, but in the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which is the catalyst needed for eternal life. If Jesus Christ was not resurrected, all that we believe would be meaningless. Our sins would not be forgiven, and there would be no hope of eternal life. The resurrection of Jesus and eternal life cannot be separated. Without Jesus and his resurrection, there is no eternal life. There's no faith. Because Jesus did die and was resurrected, we know for those who are called, there is a hope for eternal life and a reason for faith. We know because Jesus was resurrected, all who believe will be resurrected. We know because of Jesus Christ, we have hope of eternal life and a reason for faith that will result in the last enemy, death, being defeated. We might think of Satan as the ultimate enemy, but the last enemy to be defeated is death. Satan will be taken down well before that. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12. Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is Christ not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. And yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all of all men most miserable. But now in Christ, risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, afterward they that are Christ's at his coming. Then cometh the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to God, even the Father, whom he shall have put down all rule and all authority and power, for he must reign till he hath put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death. For he hath put all things under his feet. But when he saith all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued unto him, then shall the Son also himself be subject unto him that put all things under him, that God may be all in all. We are all partakers of the hope of eternal life. It makes no difference who we are or what role we play regarding the faith we share. We all have hope of eternal life through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. From the Old Testament, we can see a passage about not muzzling an ox that is treading corn. Paul pointed out that God provided this command not for the sake of the animal, but for us. We are not to be muzzled in the faith. We are to have free access to the faith, regardless of what role we have. Using the farming analogy, some of us may be the planters of faith, and others are working on the harvest side of faith. We all are partakers. We all share the hope of salvation, whether plowing spiritual fields that will lead to the faith in others, or the harvest side of faith. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 9. For it is written in the law of Moses, I shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. It is with this hope we are to rejoice. The hope that we have of eternal life gives us other spiritual abilities, like the ability to be patient during times of trouble and knowing the power of prayer. It is with hope that we have brotherly love, understanding the needs of each other and being hospitable. It is through hope that as we live our life of faith, that we have genuine love for each other, rejecting all that is evil, understanding that laziness fights against the spirit we have. We are not to repay evil for evil and be honest to all, never considering ourselves to be more than who we are. We do not avenge ourselves, but leave this to God, so that we might overcome evil with good. Romans 12, verse 9. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of the saints, given the hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. It would be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. We have a hope that will not make us ashamed. The hope that we have is given to us through the love of God via the Holy Spirit. While we have this hope, we glory in it. We also glory in the difficult situations we have in life, knowing these difficult situations help us grow spiritually. We can have hope and confidence that God will use any situation, whether pleasant or difficult, to bring us to His kingdom. It is through grace that we have access to eternal life. Romans 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. The hope that we have can be contrasted to the fear that the wicked have. We hope in the promises of God, and they fear the promises of God. Because we are called by God and through an act of grace that we have not earned, we have an opportunity for eternal life. As we pursue the kingdom of God and God's righteousness, we are told our desires will be granted. The desires rooted in our hope. The hope that we have brings us joy and happiness as we live with the blessings of God. Those blessings involve not only the imparting of gifts from God, but also come through the result of efforts we have taken that are aligned with God's plan for us. It is through God we become stronger, and it is through God that workers of evil become weaker. Proverbs clearly shows that the righteous will not be removed from the earth, but the wicked will be removed. From reading Revelation, we know this is verified. Proverbs 10, verse 24. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As the whirlwind passeth, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is as an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth, and a smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the fear of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. When we have no hope, or we see no result from our efforts, it makes our hearts sick. It is when we have hope that we become energized. Hope is like a tree of life that gives us reason to live. When we hope for something, we expect to have what we hope through the conditions we have set for ourselves in our mind. For instance, if we hope to buy a house and first need to save for a down payment, once we have saved enough money for a down payment, it would be reasonable to expect to begin the home buying process. With all the hope we have, we never use hope as a means for evil, but for good. The hope that we have is not targeted at worldly desires like wealth and money, and is instead focused on the spiritual matters of righteousness. There is nothing wrong with money and having a great deal of money. Money without righteousness is nothing. and poverty without righteousness is probably even worse. As we maintain hope in our life, we will have this incredible awe of God. The more life experiences we have, the more we can see how God has intervened in our life. How God has intervened may not be according to our plans, but is according to God's plan for us. The wisdom we have is nothing compared to the wisdom of God, and the basis for our wisdom is the application of knowledge we have. It is the prudent person who works with knowledge. The foolish ignore knowledge in their decisions. Proverbs 13, verse 6. Righteousness keepeth him that is upright in the way, but wickedness overthroweth the sinner. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke. The light of the righteous rejoiceth, but the lamp of the wicked shall be put out. Only by pride cometh contention, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Hope deferred maketh the heart sick, but when the desire cometh, it is a tree of life. Whoso despiseth the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. The law of the wise is a fountain of life, to depart from the snares of death. Good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. It is through hope we praise God. It is through hope we believe in a new Jerusalem that will descend from heaven and be a place for God's people. It is through hope we persevere in times of trouble moving forward, knowing that God can and will make all things right. It is through hope that we believe God will empower the meek and remove power from the wicked. It is through hope that we live in awe of God, recognizing God's power far exceeds any power we have. It is through hope we can see a time of peace on this planet that has never been seen. Psalm 147, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord, for it is good to sing praises unto our God, for it is pleasant and praise is comely. The Lord doth build up Jerusalem, he gathereth together the outcasts of Israel. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. He telleth the number of the stars, he call them all by their names. Great is our Lord and of great power. His understanding is infinite. The Lord lifteth up the meek, he casteth the wicked down to the ground. Sing unto the Lord with thanksgiving, sing praise upon the harp unto our God, who covereth the heaven with clouds, who prepareth rain for the earth, who maketh grass to grow upon the mountains. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. He delighteth not in the strength of the horse. He taketh not pleasure in the legs of man. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear him, and those that hope in his mercy. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise thy God, O Zion. For he hath strengthened the bars of thy gates. He hath blessed thy children within thee. He maketh peace in thy borders, and filleth thee with the finest of the wheat. He sendeth forth his commandment upon earth, his word runneth very swiftly. He giveth snow like wool, he scattereth the hoarfrost like ashes. He casteth forth his ice like morsels, who can stand before his cold? He sendeth out of his word and melteth them. He causeth his wind to blow, and the waters flow. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. It is God who is our hope. It is through God we have hope. Along with hope, we place our trust in God. Trust is not given to a person in whom there can be no hope. When we enter into a business agreement, it is because we trust the terms of the agreement will be kept by all parties who sign. In other words, we have hope that the agreement will be kept. Because God cannot lie, we trust God and have hope in God, knowing that God will lead us all from this world of sin to eternal life and righteousness in the kingdom of God. Because God is our hope, God is also our Redeemer and Deliverer from every bad situation during any time of our lives. Psalm 71, verse 1. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For thou art my hope, O Lord God, for thou art my trust from my youth. By thee have I been holden up from my womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. I am as a wonder unto many, but thou art my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise and with thy honor all the day. Cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. For mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together, saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. O God, be not far from me. O my God, make haste for my help. Let them be confounded and consumed that are adversaries to my soul. Let them be covered with reproach and dishonor that seek my hurt. But I will hope continually, and will yet praise thee more and more. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day, for I know not the numbers thereof. I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation, and thy power to everyone that is to come. Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high, who hast done great things, O God, who is like unto thee. Thou, which hast showed me great and sore troubles, shalt quicken me again, and shalt bring me again from the depths of the earth. Thou shalt increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. I will also praise thee with a psaltery, even thy truth, O my God. Unto thee will I sing with a harp, O thou Holy One of Israel. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long, for they are confounded, for they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. During this Feast of Tabernacles, we have studied faith and hope, two aspects of spirituality that are intertwined almost like the strands of DNA. Hope is needed for faith, and without faith, hope is meaningless. There remains a third element for us to study during this feast, love. Love is the fulfilling of the law, and greater than hope and faith. During the remaining time during the feast, we will study love. Thank you for joining us today. God willing, we'll get together tomorrow as we continue to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Until then, thank you for joining us today.